It is week 12 on Ozempic, and today Charlene and I catch up, and then we've got some surprise news, something that'll change the entire game. Hi everyone, and welcome back to Ozempic Diaries. This is episode 12, week 11 of being on Ozempic. I am still on 1 milligram. Charlene is on 0.5 as per the plan. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. We've been swapping a couple of pictures and results over the last few days, and we're nearing the end of this kind of experiment, or at least the first section of this experiment here. And it's kind of happy days, isn't it? I mean, I took some pictures with Ben. I think you sent me a picture from, I don't know, you were in your entrance hall or something. Easter weekend. Yeah. And I'm happy with how I'm doing. I've just broke 12 kilograms down since the beginning of the year, 8 kilos on Ozempic. So I've just broke 90 kilos. And how's it going your side?
No, it's going great. I just also have to say, like, when I saw your photo, you look amazing. I'm so happy for you because I know how great it feels to just feel better in your body. So I'm happy for me and I'm happy for you. And you look younger, you look taller, you really look so great. I also mentioned to you in our conversation that it's so nice to see a picture of myself and not hate it. I feel good. It's really great.
I found myself recently avoiding photographs or framing them in such a way, or like, you know, not being enthusiastic when Sally wants to take pictures on a holiday or whatever it is. So just like avoiding being on camera. And I don't feel like that anymore, which is cool.
I can say that, and I'm sure many of our listeners feel the same, whether you're on Ozempic or not, or if you've struggled with your weight or felt uncomfortable in your where you are with your weight. That's been something that's been constant throughout my life. I became aware of how reluctant I was to just go anywhere. If we got invited somewhere, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? I'm not going to fit into anything. And it's just always this thing hanging over you. So social gatherings were a problem for me. And then also photos with my kids. My husband takes a lot of photos because our kids are growing up really quickly. And those photos are all you have. And I was also at a place where I was like hating being photographed. And I kept telling myself, Charlene, just you'll remember these memories. You'll need these memories when your kids are grown, da, 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 da. But I didn't like being photographed. There was not a single photo that I looked at myself without being overcritical of what I looked like. It shouldn't be like that. And honestly, I wish we lived in a world, and I wish that I could override my brain, the way it's wired, to not think that way. Because the reality is, I am a mom. I have two beautiful children. They're healthy, and these are the memories we want to make and keep, despite how I look. You know, I shouldn't have those hangups about myself. But the reality is, I can't escape them, and I am. I've lost a considerable amount of weight, and I'm much happier for it.
Yeah, maybe we could have spent all of this money on therapy instead of Ozempic, but that's, I feel true. Like the Ozempic is helping me feel better physically as well as psychologically. And, you know, maybe I'll pick the weight up again. We'll see, but maybe there'll be a future season where it's actually just dealing with your weight issues and the therapy. But you can't deny that practically it's just more healthy to not have the weight than to adapt to your mindset to it.
100%.
Speaking of the progress you've made, give us an update.
Okay, so I weighed in for this week. My weight is 76.7 kilograms. My starting weight was 86.9 kilograms, which means I have recorded a total loss of 10.2 kilograms.
Yay, goal achieved. That was the initial goal that you set out at the beginning.
Yes, for the 3 months I was hoping to lose at least 10.
Now that you're here, what's the next goal?
So I would like to lose another 10 And everybody that I tell when I say this, majority of people's response is, no, that's too much. You can't, that will be unhealthy. That'll be too much weight, da 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 da. But the reality is I don't know how to answer that, because I know where I need to be comfortable and happy. And I mean, realistically, I'm not going to obsess about the next 10 kilograms and be like, I have to get to 10. It would depend on a multitude of things. Like, it's not just about the number on the scale. I don't want to be bony and look gaunt. So
yeah,
my goal is another 10. However, I'll have to see how it goes, how I feel, what clothes I fit into, and just how do I still feel healthy? Am I still strong enough? And I'm hoping that I will be if I continue to stick to my protein intake and my gym goals. So I suppose to put a number on it, another 10 kilograms, but I would be very happy with another 7.
That would take you down to 66, right?
Yes.
And how tall are you?
I'm 1.69.
So according to ChatGPT here, your BMI would be 23.1, which falls into the healthy weight range.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this as well, where I've, you know, you use various kind of ideal weight calculators for my height. And I don't think it really takes into account whether you're an endomorph, mesomorph, or ectomorph. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely kind of an endomorph. Mm. But I think the result for me was like 67 kilograms. And the lowest I've been in 15 years is 75. That's 8 kilos less than when I had, like, basically I was 9% body fat and had like abs. So it's crazy.
It's too little. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I loosely make that statement. So I'm going to see how it goes, at least another 6 to 7 kilograms. And then I'll see where I'm at. I'll also discuss it with my doctor, you know, because, sure. I am older now. I'm not in my 20s anymore. And it would also just depend on how I look, because it's one thing to want to be aim for a number, but realistically, yeah, I have to consider how much loose skin am I going to have, how much like droopy skin am I going to have, even in my face, because at the moment a lot of people are commenting about my face being really thin, and I had someone comment yesterday.
Have you got a Ozempic face?
Yes. I had someone say to me yesterday, I mean, but I by no means have those dented in cheeks yet, but people are noticing, and for the most part, it's positive comments. But someone did say to me yesterday, what's going on? Why are you getting so thin? And I didn't want to launch
into a whole
long...
You should just say cancer as a joke.
I know, wouldn't I? And you know what is ridiculous? That is 100% my sense of humor. That's like the first thing that pops into my head, and I'm like, Charlene, people are not going to appreciate that. So I don't want to go into like a long explanation. I just said, look, I've been struggling with my weight, perimenopause, and my doctor's been helping me with some weight loss. So I was overweight, and I'm trying to get a handle on it. So that's that.
So that's the goal. Cool. So I'm on 89.9 today. So breaking through 90 is like a big thing. That's cool. I'm still 2-ish kilos away from my goal by the time we get to the end of this thing. We'll see at the end of this week, because this is getting very much near the end of it now. Yeah, so 89.9, I've lost a total of, 8.1 kilos on Ozempic, and then a total of 12 kilos since the beginning of the year. And I think my ideal weight would be get down to 80, like another 10,
okay,
as another where 10. You are as well. I think I was about 83 or 84 when I got married. I'd like to get back into that suit, because it was a really nice suit. Mm-hmm. And being 80 was always been like a pretty good balance for me. So you have to pretend to be surprised now.
Okay.
So the main topic for today is that I am going to be stopping Ozempic next week.
What?
Or at least, perfect. Good surprise. I'm going to be tapering off. It's not going to be a hard cut, because I think that's moronic. But I've got maybe a milligram left in one pen, and then some leftovers in the other pen as well. And I'm going to do a quick taper down and get offered for a number of reasons. Number one is I think that what a lot of content about Ozempic misses is what happens afterwards. And what a lot of people ask me is, what's going to happen when you stop? Because you can't afford to keep going. So what's going to happen? So let's find out. I think it's better for the show that we cover that. So while you carry on into your kind of your second trimester, as it were, it's like a reverse trimester where you lose weight.
Yes.
I'm going to taper and see what happens. Other reasons for it is that, like, obviously I've had a couple of plateaus on the way down. I haven't had the dramatic results you've had. I have on 1 milligram, I have had pretty regular low-level headaches. Not bad, certainly not migraines or anything like that, but I'm not a fan of headaches, so I didn't really enjoy that. Just in general, I feel like I want to see what happens when I stop, whether the, because you have food noise. I have unthinking walking to the fridge and just like grabbing a thing. Like it doesn't, it's instinctive eating, essentially.
Yeah, so more like habits, more like habitual things that you were doing that now after 12 weeks. I mean, in 12 weeks, you can break a habit easily just from, you know, sheer repetition of not doing it anymore or doing something different, you know, repetitively. So, yeah, I was just going to say, I think also because you haven't had such strong food noise, I suspect the transition or the tapering, it will probably not be such a difficult thing for you to achieve.
Exactly, because over the last 12 weeks, I now know exactly what I need to eat to lose weight at an acceptable rate. I know it's a 2-egg omelet or a protein shake in the morning. I know it's a kind of like a mid-morning small snack, like a little bit of biltong or something. Mm-hmm. It's a light lunch, pretty much nothing until the evening. And then it's a low-carb, healthy dinner. And I know what all those dinners look like now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I should be able to now self-monitor to the point where if I just find myself wandering over to the snack cupboard for our 4-year-old, first of all, I haven't eaten chocolate basically since the beginning of the year. I'm not really drinking anymore. So it'll be very interesting to see if any of those cravings and habits, because chocolate was like a post-dinner watching TV thing. Mm-hmm. Drinking was, you know, primarily a social thing, but also I would just have a glass of wine at, you know, end of the day kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see if those try to make their way back. But if they do, they'll be obvious. I'll know that I'm having a glass of wine because suddenly I am and I haven't for 3 months. So
yes, it'll I'll keep my eye on it. It'll be different and jarring enough for you to be like, oh, hold on a minute. This is...
Yeah.
What will be interesting to me is whether you feel hungry sooner because you don't really have food noise and you don't really have cravings. But what I've noticed on my journey is that I definitely don't get hungry. Like I would check and it's 3 p.m. I'll be like, oh gosh, I haven't had my lunch yet, you know? So I had to be very mindful of having regular meals. Mm. Whereas for you, it's just habit and it worked out well. You didn't have to remind yourself when to eat. But I'd be very interested to see whether you get hungry sooner.
Yeah, I suspect I will. And I think that at least one solution to that is that I have found on this 1 milligram dose that if I actually have a big glass of water, my body's like, cool, stop now. Like, that's enough. Yeah, so just filling up on water will be useful. And it will also be interesting because I've often wondered about what the balance of effects, like what are the drivers behind weight loss with Ozempic? Number one, there's the lack of appetite. That's number one. But then number two and three are your blood sugar control.
Well, that's cool. I'm excited for that because my script still continues on for 3 more months. Hmm. And I intend to see that through and then have a check-in with my doctor at that point. And depending on what weight I'm at, then I'm going to decide on tapering off plan or a staying on it plan or whatever. But I'm very interested to see how it goes for you. And I'll be relying on your advice, certainly, because when my time comes.
When your time comes.
Yes. I mean, the reality is that a lot of the stuff you see or read online is that it is a medication you can continue on with in the long term. It is a medication designed for diabetes, and long-term use it's designed for that, you know. Mm. But realistically, budget is the thing, you know.
Sure.
And I also considered, okay, so maybe I just taper back down to the 0.25 and I stay on that dosage, because then one pen lasts longer. And like in our earlier episode where you outlined for us the financial impact of staying on it long term. Mm. I am considering that, but it is a discussion that I'd have to have with my doctor, because the reality is if I don't get my hormones under control for the perimenopause, the reality is that the weight will start piling back on.
Right.
If regardless of what I do, even if I change my habits after Ozempic, the weight will surely slowly start creeping back up or back in. So that will have to be a discussion that I have with her. But I have noticed on the 0.5 dosage that I have been getting some food noise earlier in the week, whereas the food noise would only start filtering in the day or so before my next jab.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's already starting earlier.
Okay.
So yeah, going down to the 0.25, it would be interesting, because I think that I was definitely experiencing food noise towards the end of my 0.25 dosage. I have been happier on the 0.5. So yeah, I don't know. I'll have to see.
Last week, we broke it down to about 650 Rand a month for 0.25 and about 1,200, 1,300 for 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's an expensive exercise. And if you're starting to get kind of like food noise coming back in on a Wednesday instead of a Friday, Saturday, then I feel like 1 milligram, which is double 0.5, which is what, 2,600, 2,500, 2,600 Rand a month, right? I think that's like,
mm-hmm.
That's very much out of the budget. That's pretty crazy, especially mm-hmm. if you pile on whatever you're paying for gym, what you're paying for like a protein shake or supplements or anything like that. Like, or at least not for me. 0.5 might be doable if it's the only way kind of forward, but 0.25, mm-hmm. I feel like I would hope that even if it's a placebo effect, that you can at least say to yourself, I'm on Ozempic. You know, even if physiologically mm-hmm. it's having a very minor benefit, it might just help you psychologically mm-hmm. to like give you some strength, you know?
Yeah, because my thinking is, I mean, there's going to come a time when I'm going to stop losing weight. There's got to be such a thing as like a maintenance dose.
Mm.
You know, so, and I'm assuming that my doctor would advise me there that you would then just stabilize at that weight, and then you're taking the medication to just help you with the maintenance of the food noise. And even if in my mind, and I'm probably not educated enough on this, I'd probably, after a conversation with my doctor, it would make more sense to me, or I'd have authority to speak on this. But in my mind, I'm assuming that, say you go down to the, and you'll figure this out now when you are doing your tapering down. And so in my mind, I'm thinking if I taper down to the, back to the, if I reach my goal weight and I taper down back to the 0.25 and I use that as a maintenance dose, when the food noise comes, the food noise is never going to be as loud as it was. Without Ozempic, A. And B, there is the psychological or the placebo effect that you will think of. It's like on the days that you do work out, you feel more motivated to eat healthier.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing, there will be that motivation. And that when the food noise does come in, I've now also educated and trained myself on the right habits. So you have some help, and it'll be easier for you to say to yourself, hold on, this is a sneaky habit that I used to have before. I don't need to fall back into this habit. Let me focus on, I know what works for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope that all of these educated guesses, what do they say in the Wolverine Deadpool movie? It's an educated wish.
Yes.
Let's hope they all come true. And, but we will find out shortly. So you'll keep trucking on 0.5. This Sunday, then I will take a 0.5 dose, and then I think I'll have another 0.5 in the pen. And then we're going to show everyone a sneaky little trick that Charlene found on the internet of how to extract the remaining, there's always like a little bit of Ozempic left in the pen that you actually can't access because the pen stops working after the full doses have been done. But she's got a sneaky trick for getting that extra juice out of the pen that we will go into in a couple of weeks' time when we get there. So look forward to that. But in the meantime, it's keep calm and carry on. You're on 10.3 kilos down. I'm on 8.1. Let's see how the rest of this week goes because we're going into yet another band of school holidays and public holidays that are going to
public holidays.
And everyone's planned their kids' birthday parties for this week. It's madness.
Oh, yay.
The only redeeming feature of it is that when someone offers you cake, like, you know it's bad. There's no, you know, there's no gray spectrum here. It's just like, you can't have that. That's not
no, good. It's just, exactly, yes. Well, Godspeed, friend. Godspeed.
Yeah, you too. We shall meet again in a week.
Cheers.